We're using our normal membership meeting.
Am I ready to start?
Recording in progress.
Yeah.
Hi everyone. Start off. This is for Thursday, April 9th. We are at 302, and let's start off with introductions. I mean, like, what else?
Go on, this wheelchair.
Oh,
I should out. I'm a lost skins. Robert Arms. I'm going to
Cat council staff.
Sarah, council staff.
So again, I still council member. Council member.
And Thomas the host here.
Hey, yes.
Let's go ahead and review and approve April 9th draft agenda. There was a request to move up. Just
Yes, the question of what the prospective member interviewed. The front of the agenda, well, day number.
under directly under number six.
Yes.
Seven.
Okay, so everybody went ahead and approved my change. Hearing notes. On that then?
I'm gonna try to get out of here for 30, but stuff I've done.
Okay, all right.
Show up late, leave early, carefully.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and review and approve March 12, 2006 minutes. Okay, short. We'll go ahead and do drop in short. By having approved the minute drop without any changes we doing that. So hearing no news. Okay, we need to approve that. Any announcements? Anyone? Public comment? And are we still moving back now or after the vote? We're going to go ahead and with an exception from Ed, go ahead and with interviews. Okay.
All right. So at this time, Johnny, we will just ask you to take a step outside. Or I guess, no, we can do the interview questions first, right?
Yeah.
That's typically what we do. Sorry, not yet. I'll just ask folks to go ahead and who wants to do number one? Who wants to ask number one?
Oh, that's a move.
All right, number two.
I'll do number two.
All right, and then number three.
I need a three.
Three. All right. Number four. All right. Number five. All right. So we're just going to ask you a couple questions. You have the sheet in front of you there for reference. So whenever Well, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Sure. Yes, hi everybody. My name is Johnny Rodriguez, and I'm a social worker at Texas Community Health Center. Also, best friend with the current Mr. San Francisco Leather. I've been in San Francisco for more than 20 years doing different things. I left for a little bit for college, but came right back in the middle of the pandemic. I was like, I wanted to be far away from home, and since then, I've been here. We want to kind of help out the communities, protect the neighborhoods, everything going on, really trying to protect the culture and communities that exist.
Okay. Well, thank you, Johnny. We want to go ahead and jump into the interview questions then.
Yes, hi, Johnny. My name is Ron. How are you? Thanks for coming. So I know you're associated with Robert and Clinic, but how did you hear about us other than his referral? Why would you be interested?
Yeah, the short answer is Robert obviously put the word in my ear last year sometime. And I think the longer answer is I've been interesting like generationally to see these different eras of HIV and AIDS from like the early days. I was probably 8 years old the first time I knew someone that died from AIDS or something like it. And my parents were really honest and forward about like what it was. And so I remember seeing the early days of people dying quickly and to like the early medication with heart valley and all of that. To now, like PrEP, and the conversations are shifting. I feel like I've sort of had a front row seat to HIV, and then speaking of like leather titles, last year the title I had was very specific around ending stigma around HIV. And so, and then working at SSEC, one of the roles I played was, which I'll probably answer in a different question, but was serving folks who were living with HIV. So, for me, it's like always been a part of my life, and this is a good opportunity for me to take that experience and try to help shape what care looks like for people with HIV and like how do we continue to arrange towards prevention. Prevention. Thank you.
Very good. Next question. By the way, I'm also Alba Rodriguez. Tell us about any previous experience you have with any community planning or programs planned for the
Yeah, like I mentioned, as SSDC for about a year and a half, I was a program manager for the Black Health Center of Excellence. So that was probably the most direct programming experience I have with people living with HIV. And the purpose of that was to make sure Black people living with HIV had access to their providers, medical providers, case management, and any kind of navigation or case management services they needed in order to get services to the provider. So that was probably the most recent and most involved. Now, as I mentioned, a team friendly title that I had last year was really trying to get people to have conversations around like, what does treatment look like these days? What does prevention look like these days? So that's less programming and more like sort of over on the two main.
Johnny, this has been well. So, question, what do you think you would bring to the council? In other words, where do you think yourself making an appraisal?
I forget what the subcommittees are, but I think it was something about doing. Yeah, I think that's what I bring. As I mentioned, being heavily involved in the leather and kink community all over SoMa. I have a lot of insight into what that community needs, what that community wants. Also, being Latino in the city and having strong connections to the mission, I also see like what's happening there, talking to the elders there in the mission and understanding what HIV has, how HIV has impacted the mission. And we'll learn more to of course. So I think it's that connection with those communities that that I bring, and also my experience as a social worker, cultural worker, that I will bring to the table to help inform the decision.
When making decisions as a council member, what would you view as the three most important elements in making the decision?
I think number one is like who's going to be impacted by the decision. I think there are different levels of the second part is access, like does it create access? Is it create barriers to access. But like I said, the first part is like who's going to be impacted, and do those folks have access to other resources or not? And then so it's who access, and then what are the other resources if a decision we're making results in like taking something away from someone, are there other resources to access or can create those? So it's like access, who's being impacted, and then what are the other resources?
Do you think you'd be able to adhere to the attendance policies?
Okay, I thought there were Morgan and teams.
All right, does anyone have any other questions or comments?
Yeah, go ahead. Hi, my name is Jesus. This is my third time already on the council. I will already give you like that concept. That it definitely needs that important connection between letter to me and probably some brain and sex and everything and Latinos and everything. What do you see already in the community of leather and twink and everything, in particular in correlation with HIV that will give you that emotional push or heart, if you want to call it, to make those decisions that sometimes, for real, sometimes it hurts. So what will it give you, or what do you can share with us about that?
You know, I think a lot of it, there are like different elements in letter kink, right? There are people who've been there a long time and they're really good at negotiating about talking about risk and having those conversations up front. I think some of the younger folks aren't used to having like awkward, uncomfortable conversations. And so that's part of like what I think about when I think about like, what does the kink community provide? It's because we already have these kind of awkward, uncomfortable conversations about our bodies, about our likes or dislikes. And I think that is the information that we can use to help other people have a conversation about HIV. I think the emotional part, my best friend died from complications of AIDS, and I always think about like what are the conversations that I could have had with him to like about his meds, about the sex he was having, about the drugs he was using that might have helped him, well, might have, maybe don't know, could have helped him make better decisions probably. Answer your question.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thomas, so welcome and thank you for flying. So one is I want a little bit of a statement, and I have a few questions, but I'm not going to ask all my questions just because I want to give other folks opportunity, but I'll start with one. So the statement initial, my first initial statement is this is a stodgy shepherding governmental body. So just to put that out there, we're not like the edge and changing things quickly. And for the most part, a lot of our role was to make sure that the services that are in place remain in place. And making sure that we, that community can kind of consistently access the services that we shepherd or oversee. So just to kind of put that out there, sometimes I think people come in and they grow a little more dynamic than we actually are. So, and I always like to set the expectation that the last part, just set fair for the rest of you.
I was still locally at these times.
Yeah,
thank it's you. It's more like saving.
Yes. I always feel a little guilty saying that because I always want to be the cutting edge kind of person, personality as well myself. And when there's opportunity, we definitely get into it. But just for an expectation, we'll just put that out there. And then just the, so we definitely have Latino representation relatively strongly on the council. We're always looking for a balance that's representative of the city as a whole. The Native part of your identity is something that's definitely we have a lot less of, and I feel like I may be one of the only other folks on the council that has some kind of connection with the Native community and identity. So if you could just say a little bit more about that side of the room, what that looks like, that'd be great.
Yeah, on the individual level, I'm an Aztec dancer, I practice Guanderismo, I do all the like, traditional practices. Always a funny question, like when we talk about religion, like, oh, what I mean, this is kind of what we do to take care of the plants and the animals. So I had a like strong connection in my own like diet practice, like the warrior on my neck right now. And then, like, in the community, I have strong connections to bait. I have strong connection to the period, two spirit chants. Community that are doing, like, ceremonies, banfa, sweat bajus, different things like that. And some of them are, like, the universe that I existed. And I think it's cool to, mention, like, a lot of Latinos are also native. Mm-hmm. Not all of us, but a lot of us are, and a lot of us don't have that connection. Yeah. So I think, you know, a lot of times that's a conversation about it. Particularly other folks who have Mexican heritage, like, you know, we are all probably also have some rights to be cultured in the tradition as well.
But that experience is so diverse. That's part of my intent of question. So just kind of sharing that out, making sure it's in a space. So I appreciate you answering the question and then sharing. Other questions for you?
I just want to take a minute just to commend your years of community service. It takes a special person to do something that is often considered an extension of the work that you're doing already just for fun. But your community impact and activism and the impact you've had in the community over the years is impressive, and you're just adding to it again, which is fantastic. So thank you.
Good question. Why did you wait so long? Why did you wait so long?
Robert? Actually, Robert mentioned it a year ago when I was kind of in the environment, you know, I'm a big man. I'm the avoiding the question.
It's glad that you thought this issue, and particularly working with Native American, that is a huge movie. And
yeah, I agree.
It's nice that we will have a connection into that community.
Yeah. I don't know, it's not, probably not related to the council, but with me here in the city, and I think it's a bigger than the young one. Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
That's how many people forget many times about the whole Canadian community that we have in this way. Mijo, do you have any, and we don't need to really get into your whole health issues, but any connection with services at this point? Are you doing any services for all of your
consumer?
Yeah, of course.
No, I mean, I'm on prep. I have my regular doctor. I have a visual disability, but I don't really access services for it. I kind of manage it on my own.
I teach fun. So I'm very much, you know, Indian, so definitely. So it's really great to have somebody that I can record that as well. Thank you.
Well, this is really, really.
Well, hold on. I just want one other. Just one other kind of logistics piece, just with this Shanti connection and just kind of acknowledging that. So, that we also as a body want to make sure that we don't have any one particular representation of one agency more so than others.
Well, Shanti connection.
Sorry. I was wondering.
I used to work at Shanti, and when it was
and Shanti has been watching you all along.
Sorry, as a CHD, and just having more than one representative from that particular agency, and that just acknowledging that, and so kind of calling that out. If nothing, usually it's like more than two, if not three, members on the planning body that have a connection. So it's. Again, something that we watch, but nothing that we need to react to or kind of do anything about.
And the only thing I would say, we're very big agency. I don't see Robert very often. I'm meeting with all of them. I'm mainly working with people coming with access to mental health, substance use, therapy, that's kind of where I exist in the agency. We're all on the same
We'd ask you to avoid it from now on.
We did discuss that briefly last
month. Yeah.
Sure.
I was so supervised at one time when we went to Black House and I said that, but then that big art looks like three or 4 years.
He came nice.
I also just want to acknowledge I heard you about your visual disability. I don't think that's the word that you use. So I appreciate you putting that into space. Acknowledge that.
I think it's one of the like, invisible disabilities. Some people don't know, but it's really something like impact on engage.
So that's now how we can support. That's all I got. So.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Oh, okay. Johnny, do you have any questions for us?
My only question is, do I have to wait?
Yeah,
that's
we would ask you to step out during the discussion of your interview and the vote. And if you want to rejoin the meeting, we can come back and bring you back in. Or you don't need to rejoin the meeting, whatever your choice is.
I have... San Francisco level responsibility.
They would bid you a fond farewell.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the next steps, so you'll hear from me.
All right.
Hi, I'm Mark.
All right.
Thank you. Say again. You mentioned the Mark earlier. My low terms, hopefully. Our fabulous phone call.
Splenda, you want some?
No, I was just like.
And so, should we open the discussion for time?
Well, I don't know. He's open and he's also, he's not HIV, but he has access to the prevention.
Okay, so we'll
I am happy to provide some context of what I approach to our large organization now. And I did put out, I constantly putting out a call for consumers within my better planning and stuff. But I worked with Johnny before for like Black Health and Excellence. He's the when we first got it, he's the clinical program manager for that. And we have built it the way we know. So out of workers, I've only approached like two. Because I also am conscious of not one a lot of people, but like I know that he's always very happy to me. Takes his like whenever he's committed to the middle school. So him and then actually the current program that we have called somebody had a book a couple times, but he's a busy family life. So and I didn't approach him like a year ago, but he was tied up with too many community things.
Gotcha.
So can you think of the actual right now letter?
He just got sashed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I know about them is that definitely they push them out during the whole year to really be like short circuit from one gene to another.
Yes. I trust everything. Like I saw him balance multiple things. And then he also, it was during Christmas time, like he approached me. He's like, whatever happened to that? And I was like, I told you about it and you have to just, you know. So then I pushed him. We'll take on the information, but if I know
anything, we could support him. Like,
I was looking at the application and I noted his work in the team friendly experience, and then he's working that. So, team friendly is like helping start discerning couples, negative and positive, trying to do more exposure. And so, I really appreciate the community level experience, like being an ambassador and engaging people in that space for St. Brody, because he's negative, but obviously working with Sarah is more impactful.
So, yeah, I'm going to show the youth population.
He does bring this, like, he does bring Black Native American. Practices and cultures into our spaces, like to once a month, actually, which is once a month or so, we hold like an hour for like a brief group. So for clients that for that is for staff, clients, whoever, as well as someone, when we use clients to HIV or anything, once a month we come together and we lead that group because.
I think it's important too that so we've been being at the pub on Native American and supporting that culture as well.
Assuming he's not by the same smell. He's LCS 7. That's great.
Can an individual take, maybe take two of the, what is it, check off the city?
Does that take off as a, with Ron's trying to say, it actually checks off the,
oh, would it contribute to our demographic? Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, both, you know, and.
Yes.
That's not what I do.
Yeah.
And then when I do a HRSA report, which doesn't allow the same thing that Kira does, mm-hmm. I will just choose the ethnicity where we're under.
Yeah, I think that many of us in the Latino community, more and more, we are putting specifically Latino, but also indigenous, Native American, because many people don't even know that we're part of that.
In the state of California, and all this does have. Here in Northern California, has quite a range.
Yeah.
But in Southern California, there is a category of
yeah.
So it would be nice for the whole entire California to get on that bandwagon so they can actually know that Chicanos is a Native American and Latino. Yes, that's what we're doing.
That would need the federal government for as far as we're concerned.
It actually is, but it just Southern California is the only one that recognizes it on their applications and
interesting.
Yeah.
So they have a Latino option and a Chicano option. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And I assume an indigenous option as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think he would be beneficial to the community environments because I think people will see him as a little bomb. I think that as he interacts with the various communities as we're reaching out and as people interact actively. I think these different communities are where people pick up possibly new members for the council. And I'm curious that we have not been able to do it.
Where are you standing now as someone in the is a social and cultural milieu of San Francisco? Provide maybe a sense of what prevention means for those who are limited. And because it's just an element for the population that they don't even concern themselves with HIV, it's not the choice. But to practice, they safe sense of which so it's like it keeps great.
In yeah. Reference to what you say, that of course, we already have something among the percentage of Latinos on the. On the council, but I think more than ever, we need, even if something for somebody goes a little bit higher than the Latino community, right now, the circumstances, I think in some way, and even asking for that, you know, that's what I feel. So,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And that doesn't bother me so much, at least for the same clinic as another member of ours, because that clinic, they have different diverse communities. It used to just be one. Where was the API of the illness in it? And it six thousand to the point where we had five representatives, I think, and still be online. But he's representing a different category or different demographic within that large agency.
And I know that's a big concern.
Actually, I'm not concerned about it in this context at all. I was just trying to make sure that, say, he's on the council for 2 years, and then he tries to recruit somebody with the NSSHD as well, you know, and then it's like, oh no, we need to be aware of the fact that we don't want multiple, we don't have too much representation in any one DBO. So, even if they're the foundation doesn't want to be on the council, they're great members. Yeah. So that's all. I wasn't like saying like you're off. Like, I would be aware of look at this. And we also look at race and ethnicity. Yeah. So and we also want to make sure that there's native not just for a checked form, but people are speaking to the concepts of whether it's be native and mixed race and things along those lines. So that was part of my other intent, just kind of asking more about his identity.
I think because it feels good for me, it's not because, you know, I'm part of that too as well, but I've had
interaction with someone in Burray County who was a native and was asked that we don't get included in anything that involves, you know, with HIV or any kind of epidemic because we're so pushed out from the side as a native still that they just people don't add them. So it's great to have somebody who is going to be grateful for them. It's an awful lot to know that. Yeah, more important. We're going to work out.
I feel like this is almost like getting to know what the Latino is. But, you know, many people don't know sometimes, especially like here in the USA, we have not only the Chicano, but also what other people define themselves as Mexican Americans and other people only of Solo. That is a very particular, you know, community. And yeah, we have the Mayan community. And also something that I want to add for myself, many people do not know, many of us who we are Latinos, but how much of our lives really interact with our Native American or indigenous part. I don't think I have shared with many of you that my side is all made. And I do, you know, really honor a lot of this part of myself in many different ways. So we're part of the Native American because you're the daughter.
Do you make the motion to approve?
Someone should move and someone should second.
I'll move to have them here at the full council meeting.
You're moving to confirm him to the council. I just feel here.
Yes.
I will second that.
Are there any opposed to this motion?
Minutes.
All right, seeing none opposed, passed by consent.
Just be aware of going to the center so you get them some confidential.
Yeah, Thomas, would you mind bringing that back with you to shred, if that's okay?
Yeah, I can.
And then we'll hold on to the other ones.
Okay.
Ourselves, so that we don't need to print them out next month. So should we alternate doing that? There's three of these, and that's a lot of talking.
I'm sorry, but you guys don't need for interview questions, do
you? No.
You're
going to
pass
that
to me, too. I'll probably shred it.
So Kira and I will alternate on reviewing the three prospective council members so that you don't get bored by my monotonous monotone.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Now we shall begin with Jesse Brooks. Please pull out Jesse Brooks.
Okay.
Place Jesse in front of you.
You're just fucking with it.
All right, so we have Jesse Brooks here. He is HIV positive, identifies as gay, a cis man. He did not mark an ethnicity, but Jesse is Black / African American. He is willing to publicly disclose that he has HIV. Looks like I skipped agency and affiliation. PCAHI. I don't know what that is. Does someone know what PCAHI is?
Primary care at home, I think.
Okay, so that's not a Ryan White. That's not a Ryan White agency, as far as I know. So that means he would probably be coming on as an unaffiliated consumer if he were to be accepted. All right. So moving on.
Sorry, what was the organization?
ETH.
Primary care something or other.
I believe it's Primary Care at Home.
Oh, Primary Care at Home.
Yeah, well, that's not a Ryan one for the agency. So just for you all to keep that in mind, as you all know from being coming here regularly, we do need unaffiliated members. Anyway, that's not to slant you towards accepting or not accepting. It sounds like that agency is an FQHC, which is a Federally Qualified Health Center.
I think he's also giving.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's doing similar to in home support service.
Yeah.
As a community stakeholder, he feels he could represent the following communities: substance users, gay, bi, other MSM, and people of color. His answers are rather terse here, or experience and skills relevant to council work. He's interested in joining the council to be a voice for San Francisco Black gay men. Did not respond to the next two questions.
For life experience, he said through his own experience, ability to navigate the medical system. So clearly, if you decide to bring him forward to an interview, you're going to have to tease out the answers to these questions. Please describe any activities that you're currently engaged in related to HIV AIDS. He mentioned that he's part of the CAB, Community Advisory Board for UCSF, as well as the POS Plus community for EBGT. EB getting to zero. Not sure what the EB stands for.
East Bay.
East Bay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Affiliation, HIV positive consumer of services. And here's his bio. Diagnosed with HIV in 1993. In 1998, began working for HIV organizations, Brothers Network in 98, and the receptionist. Then worked for BCA, now known as Rafiki. In 2006, started working with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Now worked with Primary Care at Home.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, some fairly high level references there.
Yeah.
Okay. And Shanti staff, great cat.
I was in the in they say so.
No, not allowed.
Greg
is on staff. Okay, now the floor is open to our discussion.
I think it's really great. He's Black and identified as HIV positive. We've been pointing the demographic in the community. And I think he has a voice in what he says. And it's, you know, it's kind of brave, but I feel like you guys have a lot of experience in really that, that community, which I think we want a representation of that community.
It was quite personal when I met with him in person.
Yeah. So I know him personally, so I might be biased. I've known him for 20, 30 years, and he has been a client of, not a client, but he has been going into many retreats with Shanti and other people. And I speak always.
Oh, he goes to the Honoring Our Experience retreat.
Yes.
Oh.
I speak a lot from what I call my heart to my soul. I think it is one of the most beautiful souls that you can. He's a very helpful person, and at the same time, he thinks things. But he has been in interaction with many communities in our Bay Area.
Wonderful. Any other discussion about this applicant? Any opposed to bringing this applicant forward to interview by this committee next month? All right, seeing none opposed. I don't know if we need to vote for that or not, but I'm going to motion for that or not, but I think it's fine to bring him forward as is. Go over our next. Okay. As you can pass this more towards us, we will collect Jesse because we'll need these back for next month's meeting.
All right, now moving on to Damon Powell. So Damon Powell's agency affiliation is Primary Care at Home, which is the one that Ms. Jesse is also part of. So then ask for the gender. We have this man, pronouns, he's and his. He's HIV negative. Moving on to race slash ethnicity. Damon is African American slash Black. As to what applies to his personal professional skills or experience, the agency where he works provides mental health services, is a provider of HIV care slash treatment services, provider of HIV prevention services. As for the experience and knowledge given his affiliation, he is a provider of employment or training services. For HIV community stakeholder, what he can represent, he can represent the following communities: faith-based community, people of color. And then moving on to his bio. He has served as PLWHA in various capacities since 2005. His initial entry into the community was in San Francisco at Larkin Street Food Services, where he began as an overnight counselor in a shelter for HIV positive youth. He later moved into case management and served as a case manager in both Alameda and Contra Costa counties. He also served as community liaison for the Get Screened Oakland HIV testing campaign under Mayor Ron Dellum. Dellum's administration. At present, he serves at the as the project director for Primary Care at Home, Inc., a community-based nonprofit that administers the AIDS Medi-Cal waiver program in San Francisco, Alameda, and Contra Costa counties. On a personal note, he loves being part of the HIV/AIDS community and considers it a privilege to be connected to so many amazing advocates, activists, and PLWHA throughout the Bay Area. He has labored alongside some truly caring, dedicated, and extremely talented people who have helped him grow into ways he never could have imagined. As a cisgendered Black male, he is a bit of an anomaly in this field. He sees it as an opportunity to help expand horizons and elicit support for those in the community who need more education around this illness. He has been serving here in San Francisco for about a year and has used that time to observe how the system works and hear conversations about pending cuts to resources that are already sparse. He would welcome an opportunity to lend his insights and talents towards the council's effort to ensure the continuation of quality service provision to the residents of San Francisco and its surrounding counties. As for why he's interested in joining the council, he says that his agency expanded to San Francisco last year, and he has spent the past year becoming more acquainted with the San Francisco HIV/AIDS services landscape. He knows there's some serious cuts pending, and it calls for all hands on deck to help think strategically and creatively as we attempt to push back against these cuts and or find ways to continue supporting PLWHA in San Francisco and its surrounding counties. So he would like to lend his skills and voice to the effort. As for providing or evaluating services for persons living with or at risk for HIV, he says he has been serving in the HIV/AIDS arena since 2005. He has extensive experience in case management as well as program management and oversight. For participation in community planning or health planning process, he has participated in the allocations process for Alameda County by serving on the Quality Services Committee and Executive Committee. For other skills and expertise, he wrote, "I am also involved with community through various councils and advisory groups in addition to regular conference attendance. For example, Ryan White, NMAC, AIDS United." For activities that he's currently engaged in related to HIV or AIDS, he says he is also involved in Oakland Transitional Grant Area Planning Council, East Bay Getting to Zero, he's an advisory board member there, and Primary Care at Home, Inc., where he is a project director. You can see his reference there. He has two references. And there we have it.
So, in case anyone missed it, he is currently a co-chair of the Oakland Planning Council.
Was he on the meeting with the general from the guy?
Yes, I think so.
I think that was very right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think all three of these applicants were in the last one. Yes. I think I've had three people.
Yeah, he seemed very, very interested.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I always played very good.
So he does not help us as far as unaffiliated, obviously. It does help us as far as Black/African-American overall. So he will still count for that demographic by being HIV negative.
He has also employed the same plane, it sounds like. So
I
just want to point that out. And I don't know if you want to vote, but it's just something to consider. And
you see Jesse.
What? Yes, I assume that he would be Jesse's boss.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
He sits in the Oakland PMA.
Yeah.
And he lives in Oakland.
Yeah.
But just works here.
Yeah.
How does that benefit?
Yeah, you're noticing sort of what I noticed as well, which is it seemed like based on the answer to one of his questions, he's interested here simply because his agency is expanding into San Francisco.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a couple things to take note of. He would be the supervisor of someone who sits on the council if that person is accepted. He is, the Sarah status is negative. He's not bringing the expertise of an agency that has a historical part of our continuum, which, that might be. So those are things to consider.
Yeah.
as hard as that might be.
Is it that he's serving for the other IMSA as well?
Yeah.
I mean, competing priorities, and I don't know how, I mean, that's just a concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is living in East Bay.
No, it's like he's living in San Francisco.
He works in the.
He works in East Bay.
He works.
Yeah, if he lived in East Bay, then he actually wouldn't really be qualified for this council. Although, if they are expanding in San Francisco, no, I mean, it would actually have to be, it have to be a San Francisco location, either a home address or a work. Yeah, one or the other. And he does have one.
It's just almost some type of conflict of interest if they're moving into expanding the area.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure to characterize my feelings as a challenge, but the main thing that I would be challenged by is that he's also the Oakland chair that stands across. I mean, there's no rule against being on multiple councils, but you're supposed to be bringing your own service provider or lived experience expertise to the jurisdiction that you actually are serving or living or being served by.
And we just had a conversation about multiple folks from different agencies, and if this agency isn't as connected to our continuum of care, but we do have somebody we're just moving forward from there, I'd rather somebody be represented that is a person of lived experience.
Yeah.
So I would move the courts not moving forward.
Oh, makes sense. Is there anyone opposed to what JP is saying? Then I'll let him know. I'll also let him know that he is welcome to apply in the future, perhaps. I mean, maybe I can say, because hopefully I'll reflect what you guys also would agree with. Like, if his agency as he becomes more of a presence in San Francisco, perhaps we can revisit, you know, if that situation changes. I'm not sure I would say that because you are also on another council. I might, but there's no rule against that. It's just like a, you know, it's...
He's very involved in the East Bay getting to zero initiative as well.
Yeah.
Along with that, so...
Just don't write down JP7.
I mean, if anything from my conversation with him... His insight was, I want to really add more of the Black community.
Absolutely.
So that was really his.
Yeah. I mean, I can also mention that, I won't mention any names, of course, but I could also, you know, mention, no, maybe I won't. I could mention that you have another colleague who's applying, but that sounds awkward, actually.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, it's going to be awkward eventually. And,
yeah. I mean, what I'm going to do is I will invite him to continue attending council meetings as a member of public. He's always welcome.
Yeah, Robert, also this little meeting might be on some days.
So. True. Could be.
And you could also remind him that the other applicant is consumer, which we're looking at.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to go there. I would hate for him to just have an office conversation with the other person. Like, I want the other person who is an currently unaffiliated consumer to really feel comfortable in applying. So I will just mention that the committee decided to pass for now on this.
Yeah.
And still welcome to come to meetings. All right. So our next one is Andre Robertson. Pull that one out. Some of us might be very familiar with Andre. He's worked in the system of care for quite a while. I myself have worked with Andre. Oh, he forgot that. currently a case manager, the UC Stanyans Hospital. Andre is a cis man, HIV negative. He is Black / African American.
How would we meet him?
Able to represent interests of a health hospital planning agency as well as mental health services, care and treatment, sexually transmitted diseases. There are federal sources that fund his agency. He's associated with a FQHC. He has experience with unions or labor interests, as well as an organization providing harm reduction services. As a stakeholder, he feels he's able to represent immigrants, people who inject drugs, substance users, gay, bisexual, MSM,
POC trans populations and women. As you can see here, he is not an HIV positive consumer of Ryan White services. Bio, he has worked in the field of HIV services for well over 25 years. Began volunteering at Mutual Exchange in San Francisco, went on to serve as a community organizer for HRC, and served on the Alameda County Prevention Planning Council as chair of the Planning Oversight Subcommittee. He started conducting street outreach in parks, bars, and places where drug use and sex take place. Most recent experience is that of a case manager working with HIV positive folks at UC Standing Hospital the past 11 years. Prior to work at UC, worked in many different capacities, ranging from street outreach to director of prevention programs, work of including marginalized populations in support of housing, substance users, including IDU and household persons. He also briefly served on the HIV Prevention Planning Council pre-merge. He had to resign to complete his master's degree in public administration. Can you finish that here? I'm losing my voice.
As for why he's interested in joining, well, he previously mentioned that he's been interested in advocacy at the policy level and the allocation of community resources. Given his experience, he brings a unique perspective to this work, while at the same time being acutely aware of his own bias and shortcomings. As for providing or evaluating services for persons living with or at risk of HIV, he says, throughout my career, serving people living with HIV/AIDS or prevention programs, the need for evaluation has been a critical part of any program he has worked in. He's received constant feedback from the persons he served. Site visits and audits of programs services are conducted annually. He has served on prevention planning councils in both Alameda County and San Francisco County. He grew up in the Western Addition of San Francisco during a time period where no Black family, regardless of income, education, or housing status, were immune to the impact of drugs, violence, AIDS, or all of the above. One reason he volunteered at the Mutual Exchange was the people using the exchange were people he knew and grew up with. Literally a different day, meeting with a different person who he could have very something. Other skills and expertise. One of his strengths is being able to really listen and empathize with people, organizing and building coalitions. He's comfortable and able to work with many different people, regardless of sexual orientation, HIV status, houseless, incarcerated persons, to elected officials without judgment, and a willingness to speak truth to power. As for activities he's currently engaged in related to HIV/AIDS service providers organizations, at present, he is not engaged in any volunteer work. However, he has developed a strategy to engage with members of the communities that he serves in their own neighborhoods and social events. It does not look like he provided any references.
Oh,
oh, sorry, just kidding. He did. All right, attached. We have a reference from UCSF. So you can read that letter. You want me to read it? Okay. And then Andre also provided his resume. So if you'd like, you can look through that. And open the floor to discussion.
So he lives in the North Bay at Winston City. He lives in the Fairfield.
So his address for contact information must be the work address.
Yeah.
It says here. 2235 Hay Street, fifth floor.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating for or against Andre, but I will say that Andre is extensively experienced in the San Francisco, specifically San Francisco continuum. Here, I'll say that. Like I said, I have got me. I remember working with him over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He also forgot you? No.
Huh?
I said he also forgot you as well?
No. I've worked with him.
It's you.
Just me.
So, you guys know him?
Yes.
Previously.
May I ask, why do you guys think he's applying to the council now?
Because he was encouraged to apply by Derek Bath.
Well, it's like I dropped a magical name. Derek.
He identifies as black, so that's great, but he's HIV negative. And I appreciate his lived experience with Western Addition and the fact that he's done so much in the community, so he's very familiar. So I'd be willing to put forward support for that. But again, like on our demographics, I mean, think getting negative though.
Yeah, he will help and hurt us, right? Like, so okay. He'll hurt us with unaffiliated because it'll increase the percentage, but he will help with the overall demographics because that's looked at as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't had anybody connected to secondary clinical long time either.
Nope.
It's a really great old program.
Yeah.
Very, very...
Yeah, I don't think they've had it for a long time, and that's probably until I represent it.
Isn't that
they marry?
Yeah.
Oh, he works in the same bank that I used to do.
Huh. I don't know if you that bill.
Oh, I know this person
on history. That's good.
Sorry. Look, I mean, you're all
representation,
right? I mean, like, you know, but, I mean, like, I wouldn't just say
in the hospital.
I had no impression of
him. So I thought you knew him.
I did, but like,
20
only,
years old.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like, it's a long time ago. I don't remember anything. Does anyone disapprove of moving this application forward for interview next month? All right, shall be moved forward. Please pass it on.
Oops.
Yeah.
There's something about
neither, neither positive nor negative.
That was an impressive
okay.
slide.
The main impression I was getting of him was that he seemed very professional.
JP, it was impressive.
He was always very professional.
Yes,
that's my right now, you know.
Oh, because he was encouraged by her.
I kept thinking about the trends that the Department of Health kept saying about what's happening in Asia. That's what he's asking the why,
perhaps to advocate.
Now.
I mean, that's why I joined the council
okay,
to advocate that the council was making bad decisions.
Not it.
And I stopped that shit.
You're shit.
Go back in time
and stop me like killing Hitler as a child.
I'm going to get
this.
Yeah.
Time for you to leave, Hastings. You really bring up a word.
I do.
Absolutely. I'm angelic without you. Just asking questions.
You need to send us an email.
Okay. I'm amazed that you don't know
him.
I'm sure you know him.
He looks familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh,
he looks familiar.
Because he's been there, like,
mm-hmm.
literally. Like,
yeah, of the three that I met, one didn't look familiar at all, so I assumed that was Damon. One kind of looked familiar, was very friendly. And one was Andre, who I remember.
Jesse's constantly on the dances and all that.
Okay. So I'm sure I met him then.
The retreat and all that.
Okay.
He's part of the old crew. You know, like the old crew.
Got it. Yeah.
So,
hi.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, seeing you.
Hi. So moving along on the agenda now, we have a notice of attendance sent.
Oh, we have a clock.
Yeah, so we have quite a few for notice of attendance to be sent.
Oh,
first,
okay.
Yes. First off, we have Erwin Barrios. Then we have Bill Bloom.
Okay.
Elise Griffin.
Sure.
Irma Parada.
Our co-chair.
And Charles Cerrone.
What a roll call.
You are so bad today.
Anyone have any questions regarding?
Who last spoke to Charles Cerrone?
I did.
Comes to temperature there.
Fine. Overall, had some challenges because a regular medical procedure that he asked to get was changed to Mondays, but it has now been changed back away from Monday, so he should be back on track. That's what he assured me. We shall see. Yeah. But yeah, he sounded fine when I talked to him. It really was just purely medical appointment.
At least because we haven't heard.
Wasn't she here at the last?
She was the one.
She comes occasionally to the full council, but still does not attend regularly her home committee.
Yeah.
It has gotten better. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. She occasionally appears.
These are fine. These are non. These are just reminders to get their act together. Well, I don't like the next group.
So speaking of, these are letters of probation to DSAT. So first up, we have Jesus. Then we have Marco.
Jesus, I'm glad that you're present because you have a nomination for the full council.
Colors.
I sure do.
Okay, can I speak at 1 minute in my design?
Sure. Before you speak on your behalf, do know just as a reminder that when a person is on probation, they do lose their vote until they come back off of probation. Just so that we all know that. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, first I didn't know that you guys were gonna be doing this for real. I did not. I just came because I had time and my energy is fine. Sadly, I feel like sometimes we really don't know much about what's going on in each other's life. The last month and or more, my man got very, very sick, and I've been doing my best to take care of her without taking much care of myself. But it also has been my health. So all that I can say in my behalf is that, yeah, you can send me for the letter and everything, but I'm here for the third time in this council because we talked, Mark and I, originally, and I thought that I can still make a difference. And sadly, I am representing that part of the group of people that sometimes our health has been getting worse. And I have no control over that sometimes. And I cannot tell you guys that I'm going to be here at every meeting for sure. But that I will be trying every time, and that every time that I'm here, I will give it my 100% or more, no doubt. And that I still feel I'm representing. I think I use almost every service in the city, and everything from transportation to housing to doctors and everything in between. And I try to listen to the communities that I work with. That's really all that I can say. I know that there's a certain amount of time that we're supposed to be here and everything, but sadly, all that I have noticed is that sometimes, even if I try, sometimes it doesn't work that way. That's all that I can say, guys. You know, thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Then moving on to current leaves of absence, we have Franco Chevalier, who is going to be returning in May. Jeffrey Davenport, who will also be returning in May. Then we have Helen Lin, who will be returning in May. And Richard Sullivan, whose return is still to be determined.
If he was to do a 2 month, when does the second month end? For this part of the first month. I talked about doing it back to back. So then and when? Do we put it on February or March? When did we start it?
Let me check.
Maybe it was March. Maybe it was. Oh, yeah, please pass any applications.
For medical stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think his medical stuff was just a series of excuse after what?
February is when it started. So February, March, April, May, he'd be back in June.
Okay. Well, we shall. So in June, I will check back in with him. I think you may recall, I don't know if all of you were there, maybe all of you weren't there. But the plan with Richard, as he and I discussed, is because of his very serious health issues, as mentioned, he is paralyzed from the waist down now. I'm going to have to readjust his entire lifestyle. Because of that, he is stepping back as co-chair, which, of course, is why we had our nominations. But he wants to remain on the council and just see if he'll be able to be in a place where he can join the council meeting, via wheelchair, which he's learning to use now. So I will check back since we can have two LOAs of 2 months each. We're doing that back-to-back, March, April, May, June. I'm in contact with him regularly anyway, but I will talk to him very specifically about, you want to see if you're ready to come back at the end of June, because in July would supposedly then be his time to return. Yeah. He's unable to return, I will have a discussion. That might mean that he chooses to leave the council, maybe return at a later date. It's going to be entirely up to him.
Yeah.
I want to add 3 seconds more, guys, about this. I work constantly with the communities of HIV, especially in social media. And by now, there's many people that call themselves even thrivers that are the ones that You know, they go to the gym, they do life like nothing happens. And there's people in between that sometimes go to the doctor here and there. And there's many, especially of the HIV long-term survivors, that there are many big changes happening in our life now, encountering growing older. And I think it would be a disservice if we don't also try our best to give representation. And not me at this end. You know, if I leave, there's always going to be somebody else. But someone that represents this community that sadly sometimes are constantly on the hospitals and doctors and people. And I know it's difficult.
Yeah, I do think the council has had a very good track record of, in many ways, just being as flexible as possible, with, in particular, consumers of services who are going through a lot. I don't know if you recall, I don't need to mention names for the recording, but we did have a Black trans woman, you know, who we were, I say, like, not just patient with, but, like, really generous with time, you know, even though they were unable to come to a meeting for a year. So it was, like, a year before I had the talk, you know, and I think that's fine. I think, as long, you know, we have to center the fact that, as Hastings has mentioned, people are having real-time issues that are directly relevant to our work.
Anything else, you guys? Because I feel there's no committee assignments. Registration, anything, side facts.
One more thing.
The demographic.
Yeah. I can just mention this really quickly. We've actually had no change to our demographics.
Okay.
So it has remained the same. Our total membership number right now is currently 27. But that 27, yeah. That may change next month. And we will see that reflected in these reports. Cool.
Alrighty then. No, our next meeting date is going to be May 14th.
And it will be in person.
Right
It'll
here.
In person. Yep.
With two interviews.
I'll send out an email tomorrow to update everyone.
I forgot that announcement.
I'll send you a message.
Dana's one viewer.
I'll be out.
Yes.
For CPG.
What, sorry?
Send an email. I'll be out for CPG.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll make note of that too.
Sorry, forget it. Announcement.
It's my last.
If everyone can try to send you the link, guys, the applications for what I feel is the best conference ever for real. It's called Healthy Voices, and it's people with all kinds of health issues, and that's the only one that I need keeping in my mind. And I've been accepted like by now, like for 8 years. It's a small conference. But for real, if you are an advocate, if you guys know advocates and activists, they do take care of you. Like at the best ever. So I will try to send you the link because applications here are right now in this moment. You can also apply to speak at this conference. And once they embrace you, they will help you in any possible way for real. They've been openly about that. Johnson & Johnson is behind this conference, but it's about the only like 300 people the most, and it's in November. So I'll send you the link.
Can you repeat that at our full council?
Yeah. And I will send you the link and everything.
Nice.
It's really, really amazing.
Okay,
guys,
that will do. Thank you,
guys.
How are you leaving, Alex?
Huh? Oh,